Well, a lot of people are concerned about Garth Brooks postponing tonight's Facebook concert out of, quote, an abundance of caution. What we have learned is that one of his staff has possibly been exposed to COVID-19, which means Garth and Trisha could possibly be exposed to COVID-19. So they're doing what they have to do, go back to square one and start that two-week quarantine. And guess what? So do I. Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
And welcome to a nice day to low 70s to maybe inching into the low 90s inland, a bit breezy later this afternoon into this evening.
So to say when I learned about this, I was pissed off would be an understatement, and pardon my language. I don't want to sound self-righteous, but I think clear conscious that my daughters and I have been at least trying to do everything right with this quarantine. Staying at home, social distance, mask, but restaurants are open. And my daughters earned the right to go meet their friends for a lunch like everybody else did. They did not know that their friends weren't as strict about following things as we were, as some are. And as a result, the friends that they are with have been exposed, and both of them now have COVID. So we're back to square one in my family. The girls came back to the house very upset about the whole thing. And we are waiting to get tested, hopefully tomorrow. It's been kind of a rigmarole looking to get a test that's available pretty quickly because we don't really have any symptoms, quite frankly, yet. And, of course, every time I cough or have a headache or go to the bathroom too many times, I'm thinking, oh, boy, here comes the COVID, because it's all in my head now. But, I mean, we're back to square one. It's just really frustrating. And, I mean, I'm not going to be preaching here. I don't mean to make anybody feel bad because you're not wearing a mask. I don't know why, but whatever. It's not my business.
If I can jump in, they were doing what they were allowed to do, which was go to a restaurant when you can't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And did their friends tell them that they were running around everywhere without masks, or are you even sure how they got exposed? Because, see, my brother-in-law got COVID-19. He had zero symptoms, and his oldest son had a little bit of a fever for 2 days, but they're fine. But they don't know how they got it. They did everything right, and he got it.
That's a really good point. I don't want to throw anybody out there. I know. One of the people that are in question was very loose with the rules, let's put it that way, as far as social distancing and mask, which means basically they didn't really do it. The other one, I can't answer the question there. But the fact that they were with both of those people and now both of them have COVID is alarming to us and means we have to get tested and make sure that that we are not infecting anybody as well. I don't think I don't feel afraid of this. I think I pray and think we're going to be just fine. My daughters are young. They're very healthy. I'm young-ish and healthy-ish. So there's no pre-existing conditions in this family, thank God. It's frustrating that we have to go back to square one again, man. I mean, it was really nice to go and meet a friend for a drink or for a sandwich and not be in your house while doing so. And the reason why I'm really stressing about this is because I'm supposed to go and visit my family at the end of July. Airline tickets are purchased. I thought we were in the clear for that.
Yeah.
And my sister's stepdaughter in Minnesota has COVID now. My sister is at risk. She has lupus. They're all negative, thank God. But the big story is my mom and dad were flying in from New York. My dad has stage 4 liver cancer. My dad is fighting for his life, and it's not, we can't be with him if we are even in the possibility of being infected.
Sure.
So that really is stressing me. I really need to see my family. And I know we all have that same situation. I'm just afraid I don't have a lot of time to see my dad left. And, that was something I was really looking forward to this month. And we're having a Zoom meeting tonight to discuss the options. And I just don't know what's going to happen, guys. I don't see it happening.
Well, there's still time. I mean, you're going to get a test. You're going to find out. And then you can go from there.
I know.
You know,
I'm just trying to stay positive.
Right. Well, and if I can add to helping you stay that way instead of going down the dark hole, you know, like I said, my brother-in-law had it. He had zero symptoms. He was never sick. His oldest son also had it. He had a slight fever for 2 days and he's fine. The three other people in that house did not contract it.
All right.
So, I mean, the fact that they sat down and ate at a restaurant, unless someone was coughing and sneezing at them and they, as long as they didn't kiss each other, you know, goodbye or anything, I mean, their odds are so tiny. I mean, that they even had it or, you know, were exposed to it. So your odds, John, are the size of a pin right now.
Really?
Of you having it.
Really?
Sure. I mean, think about that.
I got to be honest with you. I don't mean to sound flippant about this. There are people who are passing away. There are also people who, as Tammy's brother-in-law, you know, No issues whatsoever. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about not being able to see my family and, right. And losing somebody that I can't see. That's what
right.
I'm, really
but I'm
worried about.
Yeah, and I'm saying your odds that you have it right now are so tiny, are extremely tiny. You're probably more at risk when you go to the hardware store. So that's just...
Don't take that away from me. All right, please wear a mask.
By the way, if you're looking for where you can get COVID testing, because it's free, and if you have insurance, your insurance has to cover it. If you don't, you also can get free testing. You can find out where you can go at 211sandiego.org.